When I buy a piece of real estate, I'm not focusing on the price first. The thing that is most important to me in a piece of real estate is what is its rental income, or how much is somebody going to pay me to use my property. So let's make it simple again. Let's say somebody's willing to pay me $1,000 a month for my, let's say, my house. That means for me, in a rough ballpark figure, the house is worth $100,000. So I'm looking at this $1,000 a month income. That to me is the most important factor, simply because that rental income doesn't fluctuate very much. I mean, prices go up, may go from $100,000 to $200,000 or $100,000 down to $50,000. But generally, rental income is the core basis of the key word here is stability. As long as I'm getting that $1,000 a month. Now, if rent goes up to, let's say, $1,500 a month, then in my mind, and it's only in my mind, the property is now worth $150,000. And when that goes up, I can go back to my banker and I can say, I'd like to borrow out another $50,000. But it's because of this core income called the rental value of this property going up. What do you think about that?
I think that's brilliant. And the other part of it, another advantage real estate compared to stock has, is that there is that cash flow. Because you're receiving rent. Now, granted, you have expenses against that. You have to pay the mortgage, you have property tax, you have insurance. But I know how you buy, Robert. You always buy so there's cash flow left. And remember, with that other trick that we had with depreciation, we get to write off against that income. So you've got real money you can put in your pocket, and that becomes the value of this property. And again, you're doing it tax advantaged. You're not paying tax on it.
Yeah, so I want to say this one more time. The real value of a property is what somebody will pay you in rent for it. Purely and simple, that's it. I do not speculate on whether the property is going to go up in value or down in value and all this, very simply because rental income is very, very stable. I remember during the last recession back in the 90s, you know, housing prices were going down, but my rental income actually went up simply because more people had to rent. So there was actually more people renting. So my rental income went up while the value of my property went down. It's a strange phenomenon. So I want to say this much. Please always remember that it is your gross rental income that actually determines the value of your property when you look at it as an investment.
I'd like to add also that you always want to keep track of the cash flow. The one trap I see people get into, Robert, is they'll buy property that has a negative cash flow. And sometimes that might make sense, but the question becomes, how many of those negative cash flows can you afford if you lose your job?
That's correct. One of the earlier lessons I had to learn in my investment career was people were saying, well, buy this property, even though you're losing $200 a month, you're getting tax advantages for it. Well, that works as long as the market moves up, and as long as you have enough money to cover that $200 a month. So let's make it simple again. Let's say you're making $1,000 a month and you're losing $200 a month on your rental property. How many of these properties can you afford? The answer is really nothing, because you really can't afford $200 a month in losses. So when somebody is telling you that you can afford the $200 in tax losses, that's not really true. Is that correct?
Absolutely.